This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, as we pray for revivals all across America, another spiritual awakening, celebrating 50 years in the ministry around the clock, around the globe. If you're living in America, we say Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you send a special love note to the one that you love. It's good to have you listening. A little bit under the weather today. My voice is not up to par, but I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just want to remind you, we're broadcasting live from Prayer Central here in Austin, Texas, keeping the fire burning on the altar. We are a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. So it's time to pray, America. This is a prophetic day, prophetic week here on BPN Radio, broadcasting live, so don't go away. Each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." We're watching and praying just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But here on this Tuesday, we are delighted that you are listening, that you're joining us here on this special prophetic day, prophetic week here in February, rainy day, cold and rainy day in Austin, Texas, at least by Austin standards. Father, we pray your will be done here today on BPN Radio, here on the Tuesday Watch. And we just pray as we begin to minister prophetically to people that you'll come and that you will anoint me, your servant, and anoint those people that are listening today, participating today, praying today. And Lord, we just know that one word from God can change someone's life forever. And so I just declare that God is speaking today. It's a wonderful prophetic week here on BPN Radio. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that you anoint our ears to hear, our spiritual ears. Anoint our eyes to see, our spiritual eyes. Anoint our hearts to receive today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We are broadcasting live here from Prayer Central here in Austin, Texas. And people have been asking, will this be broadcast again? Yeah, it's going to be replayed throughout the day. Several times today, this program will be replayed. This is the only live session we'll have, 10 to 11. And then this program will be replayed throughout the day. And if you're listening to a replay, a rebroadcast, same anointing. Same anointing. I still listen to ministers that are long gone to heaven many years ago. I still listen to them, feel the same anointing that I felt, responded to many years ago. And I've had people to tell me that they still play prophetic words that I gave way back when the cassette tapes were very popular. They still play those prophetic words and still feel the same anointing. So here we go. It's the anointing. Jesus said, quoting the prophet, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." And before we begin prophetic ministry today, I do want to pray for some special needs, some special requests that have came in. I want us to pray right now for one of my spiritual son's mother. His name is James Parker, and his mother, Pat Aker, needs a miracle today. She lives in Artesia, New Mexico. Would you help me pray right now? The power of agreement. Father, we agree right now for Pat Aker that you would just minister to her in that hospital bed, that hospital room there in Artesia, New Mexico. We speak divine healing and health and wholeness and wellness. We pray for a miracle for Pat Aker. I want us to pray for a special request also from a family in Amarillo, Texas. Their son, their 10-year-old son, Evan, has a brain tumor, and they have rushed him to the hospital in Lubbock, Texas. And there's a request came in. Father, we pray. Would you help me pray for 10-year-old Evan? Evan, please know that we're praying for you right now in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you just reach out and touch Evan from Amarillo, Texas, in the name of Jesus. May your Holy Spirit work in his life. We call for that miracle in Jesus' name. I want us to continue to pray this morning for 10-year-old Elizabeth Wampler, who's a daughter of our friends John and Jennifer Wampler, who live in Columbia, Missouri. And several weeks ago, she was diagnosed with bone cancer. She's only 10 years old. Yesterday, you prayed for her. She had a six-hour surgery at St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And they are going to give the family report on Thursday. Father, we pray for 10-year-old Elizabeth Wampler there in the hospital, St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Lord, that you would just minister to her right now in that hospital room, in that hospital bed. Touch her, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want us to pray for our friend Scott Henry, who lives in Florida but is in a hospital in North Carolina. Had to jump out of a three-story home, lake home there in North Carolina. House caught on fire, couldn't get out. Jumped from the bathroom window, landed on an air conditioner, and I believe head first. He's in serious conditions, had already had several surgeries, burns on his body, as well as broken bones. Father, we pray for Scott Henry today in Jesus' name. We just pray, Lord, that you would just reach out and minister to him in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray for my friend Bob Schaefer, Pastor Bob Schaefer, still continuing to suffer from several back surgeries. We pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer today. And I'm getting my prayer list out here, some other people that we need to pray for before we start our prophetic ministry. I want us to pray right now for Pastor Brad. Father, we just reach out to Pastor Brad in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray that you minister to him right now. Would you set yourself in agreement with me for Pastor Brad? I won't call his last name or his location, but I want the people to know that we are praying for him here on this Tuesday watch on BPN Radio. Lord, touch Pastor Brad, I pray, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, minister to him in the name of the Lord. And I'm believing in just a little while, Pastor Brad, the Holy Spirit's going to give me a word for you today. And so I'll just set myself in agreement today. I want you to pray for my wife, my wonderful wife, 55 years, Chloe Jean Gentry. And for several weeks, she's had Bell's palsy on her face. Very uncomfortable. She needs a miracle. She doesn't take any medication. She's very healthy, but we believe this is just attack from the devil. There have been a lot of attacks even on us this year, and I'm sure many people of God, because Satan realizes there's a new day dawning in America, and he's fighting back. But we know that we have the victory and that all is well. And Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name that you are at work in our lives. If you're listening to BPN Radio and maybe you're not going to have to leave your computer, remember that we are on the TuneIn. You can go to listen to us anytime on the TuneIn app. That means you can just carry your smartphone around with you and listen wherever you may be. And all you have to do is go to TuneIn, TuneIn, download that app. Once you get it downloaded, in about 5 seconds, you can be listening to BPN Radio. So, Father, we're so very, very thankful and grateful for this prophetic day, this prophetic week here on BPN Radio. in Jesus' name. And if you would like to have a prophetic word, one word from God can change your life forever. If you'd like to have a prophetic word, all you have to do is just go to my Facebook page, Dale Gentry Facebook page, and put your name in. And I'm going to be praying in just a few moments. Here we go. Here's my friend, Martin Smith. Let's get ready. Today's a prophetic day.
I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Let's get ready, everybody, to hear the voice of God.
We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word. Of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see Your glory come down.
I see Your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal. Forever changing our hearts. And if You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will You come? We long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord. He is the giver of life to the world. Oh, yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word. For here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name for this prophetic session here on BPN Radio, people listening across America and around the world. And we do want to celebrate with Chloe Ellis that you've been praying for from Chichester, England, one of our spiritual granddaughters. Our many friends listening in England, and we're celebrating with Chloe Ellis, recovering from a brain tumor, getting better, improving. Thank You, Lord. Okay, well, we're about ready to begin. I just want to remind you that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us today. And there's a lot of people that have given me their names, so that means that I won't be able to prophesy over everyone here on this Tuesday. But we have all week long, we're going to be ministering on this prophetic week, because we know the power of a prophetic word. And I know that there are people out there that would say, "Well, can you just get someone's name and get a prophetic word?" Well, I've been doing that over the years, because I believe that we all operate according to the measure of faith. And you know, there's been times, many times, I've gone into churches across America, different parts of the world, and I had no word to give, but the moment that I would just stand up and begin to operate in the realm of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost would just come upon me and begin to anoint me. And I must say today that I've got lots of people that have left me their names on my Facebook page or by going to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And people have left me their names, so I don't know exactly what's going to happen. All I know is that when I begin to pray, when I begin to prophesy, it just starts. And there's something about a release of the anointing. There's something about just stepping up and beginning that God begins to honor that. And so I believe that the Holy Spirit is saying to many of you today that, you know, you can just step into your discovery zone, move out of your comfort zone, and somehow as you take that step of faith, then God begins to honor that step of faith. But it never happens until you, of course, take that step of faith. So I'm praying today that the Holy Spirit will come and anoint you. And I've operated on the premise as a prophetic voice in America since 1985. But, you know, I've been ministering in the prophetic for a long, long time. I went to work with my longtime friend, Dr. Larry Lee, in 1985, and Gene and I moved to Rockwall, Texas, and I began to go out and lead prayer conferences, prayer seminars, calling people to pray, and the Holy Spirit would come upon me as I would call people to pray. I would lay hands on people, give them prophetic words, words of knowledge, whatever I was hearing the Holy Spirit saying. And then our journey began, and for 30 years, we've traveled across America, different nations of the world, and ministered to thousands and thousands of people, and hearing all those wonderful reports that one word from God can change your life forever. Now, if I share a prophetic word with you today or any day this week, remember that it is only a partial word. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, "We know in part, and we prophesy in part." We know in part and prophesy in part. And so, you know, you'll never get an entire word, but you will have to take whatever word it is. You have to receive, remember, you have to receive the word by faith. You cannot receive it with your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, "Eyes not seen, speaking of the natural eye, ears not heard, speaking of the natural ear. Neither into the heart or the mind, the natural mind of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed," that's a revelatory word, revelation, "God has revealed those things unto us by his Spirit." So it's amazing how God can speak to our spirit. And you must understand that even during this prophetic service session, broadcast program today, that even if I don't call your name, the Holy Spirit can speak to you. And I may give someone a prophetic word and you say, "Well, I received that word for myself also. I believe that's a word from God for me also." And so you must understand, as you open up your heart, open up your spirit, that God will speak to you. And, you know, I know that the major work of the prophet is not giving personal words. And so serving in that office now for many years as a prophetic voice to some leading churches across America and other parts of the world, I realize that the primary work of the prophet is to give words to churches and cities and nations. But there's also an incredible value to people that need a word from the Lord. I just believe that here in the start of 2017, people need a word from God. I don't know what all the Holy Spirit is doing this year. You know, normally in January, I have prophetic words. In fact, for what? How many years? I don't know, 25, 30 years. I've been sending out every January, I've been sending out prophetic words for the nation. I have not... You know, the only word I've really gotten, and I'm gonna post some words that my prophetic sons have given. The only word I've really received is for this year, and I know this kind of seems simple, but the only word I've received is that the storm is over, but the war has begun. The storm is over in America, but the war has begun, and So, I mean, you know, you just can't add to or take away whatever the Holy Spirit is doing. But I believe that the Holy Spirit is renewing this great passion in me, or releasing, may I say, to a dimension of ministering to people individually who need a word from God. Because I believe that 2017 is a breakout year for a lot of people. This is your year, and I believe that God is opening a window of opportunity. In many cases, it may be a major door of opportunity for people, for individuals to do incredible stuff. I just call it stuff for God. And some of you are stuck. You're stuck in a place where you are believing that God wants you to move on, when at the same time, God may call for a repeat. He may say, you're going to do something that you did not complete, and you're going to do it again. And so there's some of you people that's trying to determine with your mind what you're going to do for God. And you can't do that because your mind does not have the capability. Your mind does not have the capacity to receive the things of God. It's a spiritual thing. And God begins to speak to you and show you and puts things deep in the recesses of your own heart that will, if you have enough faith to declare it, what you do is you hear something, and then you see what you're hearing, and then you begin to say what you are seeing and hearing. You got to say it, because you literally speak your worlds, and that's a plural word, your worlds into existence. God spoke the word, and the worlds came into existence. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so I'm here to tell you that God is able to create your worlds, your future, by the words that you speak. And so you must understand that you cannot determine in your mind what you're going to do. You've got to let God work however he wants to do it. So I have just a word for some people today before I start prophesying over individuals. You may say, never, I'm never going to do that again. But you must understand this morning, this is a word for some people listening. You must understand this morning that God repeats himself. He does. He repeats himself. What did he say in the several times in the scriptures? Again, I say unto you. So after pastoring for 18 years from 1967 to 1985, Gene and I left the pastorate to work with our longtime friend, Dr. Larry Lee, who was calling America to pray. And Gene and I, when we left Oklahoma City, we felt we would never pastor again. Never going to do that again. In fact, we even verbalized. No, people say, will you ever pastor again? No, never going to do that again. Let me say to you, this is a word for somebody listening. You have said, no, I'm never going to do that again. But you must be quiet, and you must allow the Holy Spirit to say, yes, yeah, you're going to do that again, and you're going to do it even better. That God, anytime he wants you to do something again, he's going to expand that. And so Gene and I said, we're not going to do that again. But in 2001, Gene and I were living in England. The guy that was Martin Smith that just sang the prophet's song, he and his wife Anna provided us a place to live, a little beautiful cottage right next door to them in Rustington, England. And Gene and I went back to America, to Roswell, New Mexico, to lead a revival. In the fifth week of that revival, the pastor had been there for 15 years. Another one of our spiritual sons, John Ogle, went to Dallas to accept the pastorate of another church. He left the church with me. We were in revival, and I continued to lead the church on just an interim basis. 5 years later, we were still there, even though we said we would never do it again. Now, we did continue our travels, and the church gave us that grace to travel and to lead the church. And we saw some amazing things happen. And then after about 5 years, a prophet came through and said, you're finished here. We knew it was a word from God. Within 30 days, we were gone. With these words, we'll never do that again. You know, we had a lot of we had some spiritual warfare there, but it all turned out well. But we didn't want to pastor again. And then last summer, the Holy Spirit put it in our heart to have a radio audience. So many people not able to attend church for some one reason or another, don't have a pastor, don't have a church. And once again, the Holy Spirit put in our hearts to be the pastors of a radio church and have members across America and around the world. And of course, that was a strange thing. Who ever heard of such a thing? But that's what the Bible says. He's going to do things maybe that people have never, ever heard about. But somebody, that's the pioneer spirit. But somebody out there is going to hear it and do it and pioneer and make the way. So we've been leading a breakout radio church. What am I saying? I'm saying sometimes you say we'll never do it again. I remember Gene and I had moved to Texas, and it was one of the times we felt like we were out of season, out of step, and discerned after a while this is not really where we're supposed to be. And so our spiritual mother, Velma Hankins, one day she gave a word when she was going to pray with us, so she went to make a cup of coffee for us, and she came back and said, I hear the Holy Ghost saying doesn't care where you live. Well, the next morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, we were on our way back to Oklahoma City to find us a place to live, and we found us a place, got our furniture from Texas, and as we crossed the Red River, we shouted out, we will never come back to Texas again. Then I was invited to help lead a prophetic week with Pastor Tom Peters in Lake Worth, Florida, Palm Beach County, not far from where President Donald Trump has his home. And we went there, and we were working with another prophet and his wife, and they had a prophetic word for us. And they say, we see you have a ministry in Texas. And Gene and I went away saying, we don't believe that's a word from God, because we don't want to ever move back to Texas again. We grew up in Oklahoma. We're going to stay in Oklahoma. But within a short time, we were back in Texas leading a protracted meeting in Fort Worth, Texas at Calvary Cathedral International. Moved back to Texas again. Now we're living in Texas in the capital city. Why am I saying all this? I'm saying to tell you that there's some things you're going to do again. Maybe not in the same place or the same geographical location or maybe the same way, but I'm telling you, there's some things that God is going to repeat in your life. This word's not for everybody, but it's a word for somebody. And I pray right now in Jesus' name, that if that word is for you, that you will receive it. You'll do it again in Jesus' name. Well, I'm getting ready to prophesy. I'm going to start calling names, but I want us to let our spirit get quiet today. And I'm going to start calling names. I'm going to start calling out people. And because it's a wonderful prophetic day, so many people have responded. No way I can get with everybody, but I'm going to start ministering, and the Holy Ghost is going to help me. And so let's prepare right now. Are you ready? Let's give ourselves a couple of minutes. Pray in the Holy Ghost. What a wonderful name it is. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, we declare that you are high lifted up today. I want you to pray in the Spirit with me if you have a prayer language. If you don't, just pray in English. Kibri sharabaku rimite sarabro ote, labrando sur bi isharaba arabato, lebrinde isharaba uta erabasorba ata. You know, some people say, how do you get revelatory words? Well, I pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Serebre ute erba ute. Mende irebe ishakubri isakuta araba ate. Manda araba usikite ishakuba ute. Manda araba use te. Mashabro ute sebata. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Craig. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you that you are not bound by any one dimension. You're not bound by any one dimension. You are tri-dimensional. That means that you're going to operate because the anointing that rests upon your life has caused you to be a tri-dimensional person. You're going to operate in several different dimensions, and the hand of God is upon you. And all three of the things that you are going to do will merge into one river, three streams into one river. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that the shaking and all of the difficult times that you have gone through has just been in preparation of what you are about to do in Jesus' name. I declare that you're going to operate inside the camp and outside the camp, that God is going to give you partners inside the camp and is going to give you partners outside the camp. And when you begin to take on partners outside of the camp, those on the inside of the camp will try to war with you concerning those on the outside of the camp. And they will say, no, 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 no. But the Holy Ghost says, yes, yes, yes. It's necessary that you have partners on the inside of the camp and outside of the camp. And Blake, B-L-I-B-L-A-I-K, Blake, I prophesy over you that the day of the Lord has come for you to be strong and of a good courage, that God is calling you out of obscurity to do remarkable things. You are a representative of what God is doing among the youth of this nation. You are representative of what God is doing in this land. People, no names, coming out of obscurity. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And I prophesy over you, Bria. I declare that God is at work in your life. And you have tried to determine so many things in your life and wondered why so many things have gone wrong. But I declare that many times you have been tried to be strong because of the strength of your own will, the strength of your own determination. But I declare it is through His strength. They that know the Lord, this is your scripture from Daniel, they that know the Lord shall be strong and do great exploits. And so many times you have operated in your own strength because you're a very strong person. You have a great strong will, but the Holy Ghost is saying, you're going to operate in my strength, and I'm going to manage your life. I'm going to manage your life. I'm going to be your personal manager, says the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to manage you, and I'm going to direct you step by step, and your strength will be in me, and you will find a whole new dimension of strength as you rely upon me, says the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I am praying now over Carol, Carol HS. I pray over you right now in Jesus' name. You are an invaluable entity. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you need to let other people know what is in your heart. And no more secrets, no more secrets of the heart. You need to let people know what is in your heart and know that you are a very influential person. You are a gatherer. You are a proclaimer. And there is proclamation that is coming forth out of your life in Jesus' name. And Beverly, I declare in the name of the Lord that God has given you a voice. And if you can be denied, you will be denied. Beverly G.B. I'm not calling people's last names. I just say that if you can be denied, you will be denied. But you must not be denied. And, you know, there are people's opinions about you. that would try to confine you to certain gifting, certain anointings, certain geographical locations. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying that I've given you influence across America and nations of the world. And I declare that soon, and very soon, you're going to start getting an invitation from a far away place. And God is going to open that door, and that door is going to lead to another door. And the Spirit of God that is upon you to preach, prophesy, lay hands on people and cast out devils is very strong in your life. In Jesus' name. And there are so many, many women that are bound by Jezebel spirits, and you're going to break that spirit of Jezebel off of them, and they're going to come into who they are. And they are being controlled by other people, other women, particularly in their lives, who has built walls around them and said, you cannot do this, do that. They think that they're loyal friends, but they're not loyal friends. And you're going to break that Jezebel spirit off of them. And they are going to come into their own. And it's going to be a wake-up call. It's going to be a wake-up day in Jesus' name. And the hand of God is going to operate mightily, mightily, in your life. So go for it, Beverly. Do it, Bev. In Jesus' name, I pray for you, Pia. I ask God to bless you and anoint you in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And I just want to tell you that dreams really do come true. And God is not limited by your circumstances. He's not limited by age. He's not limited by color or creed. In the name of Jesus, because there are no limitations. And I declare in the name of Jesus, sometimes I give a now word, and sometimes I give a future word. Sometimes it's a confirming word. Sometimes it's a new word. But so sometimes when I prophesy, I don't know if it's now or 2 years or 5 years or 6 weeks. I don't know. But there's a mega door opening for you in the New England states. And you are going to take the message, the message. I'm not talking about just the message Bible. You're going to take the message to New England states, and people are going to hear your voice. And when they hear your voice, there's going to come an anointing upon them, and spirits of familiarity are going to be broken off of them. Because I hear the Holy Ghost saying that there are people that have gone up into the New England states, and they have not operated out of a prophetic anointing or a revelatory anointing. I hear the Holy Ghost saying they have operated out of a familiar spirit, and they have received words that were never from God. They were just from a familiar spirit who portrayed the voice of God, and people were not discerning enough to know it. I declare you're going to go up there, break off familiar spirits. They're going to receive empowerment. They're going to receive the anointing. And you are going to be a precursor, a prerequisite for what God is about to do in New England. For there's people up there that have been redigging the wells of revival for many, many years and calling on people like you. And God is responding in a very, very special way. I bless you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Brian, Brian K., I pray over you, Brian K. Hallelujah. For it is not to know the things that, it's not for you to know the things that that are not necessary in your life. And sometimes you're very quizzical. We would say back in Oklahoma, you're very quizzical. And there are things that you're trying to determine, understand by contacting all kinds of other people. You're overloaded. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you're overloaded with information, TMI, too much information for you, Brian. I declare that you've got to know there are certain voices that you must not allow to speak into your life. And so you must shut those voices out and allow the one true voice, the voice of the Holy Ghost. Be quiet. Listen and be quiet before him. And he will begin to respond to you in extraordinary ways. I pray for you, Betsy G. I pray for you right now. I pray the anointing of God will minister to you. I break the spirit of infirmity off of you in Jesus' name. Satan trying to attack you from the right and from the left. And I declare that these weapons of ill health and different symptoms that are attacking you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of infirmity off of you. I declare even now, just feeling the heat going up and down your back. And I just declare that God is at work in your life. And God is about to use you to minister to people that have back problems. In Jesus' name, I bless you right now. In the name of Jesus. And Mary Helen, I pray for you right now. I declare that God is at work in your life. He's making up for lost time. You say, can I ever recover things that I seemingly have lost in life? I just declare that you will recover all. And the Bible said in the book of Samuel that when David and his troops, wives, and all of their possessions were stolen, you know, that the word of the Lord came to David and said that you're going to recover, and you're going to recover all. I declare over you, Mary Helen, you're going to recover, and you are going to recover. You're going to recover all. All is going to be recovered in your life. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, amen and amen. I'm thankful for the people that I prophesied over yesterday that have given me reports of how God ministered to them and how the word of the Lord touched their lives. I'm praying for Catherine R. I'm not giving people's last names. Catherine. And I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying, yes, yes, yes. And what you have been hearing is right. And God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to, I'll read that tomorrow. I'm just going to keep prophesying here. I had a testimony, but I'm just going to keep going here. And ministering to people on BPN. Brad S., I declare in Jesus' name, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And sometimes we come to a place where the Lord is saying, that's it, that's it. And I'm opening another door. And I declare in Jesus' name that you have gone the second mile. And so many times we try to go past the second mile. I declare that there are those that have taken advantage of you, and too many advantages have put you at a disadvantage. Here the Holy Ghost saying that too many advantages have put you at a disadvantage. And so I declare enough is enough. And when you say it's enough, then God will allow you to move into another dimension in another season. You're not to be afraid. God is going to take care of you financially. God is going to take care of your family in Jesus' name. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying you need to quit casting your pearls before swine. Now, I want to tell you that when I give you a prophetic word, it needs to bear witness with you. You know, you cannot, it doesn't have to bear witness with your mind. It needs to bear witness with your spirit. There's times that I've received prophetic words and my mind says, no, there's no way you can do that. There's no way you can have that. There's no way you can be that or start that. But my spirit keeps saying, yes, yes, yes. What if I don't want to receive the word? You don't have to receive it. I said yesterday, I prophesied about a man that prophesied he's going to buy a certain house. Before I ever got finished, I said, I don't want that house. And, the Holy Spirit is fine with that. And so you're not bound, you're not captivated, you're not captured by a prophetic word. Always remember that. Remember that. You can receive it. You don't have to receive it. But if you receive it, you bear witness to it, then you got to take ownership of it. You write it down, speak it, declare it, and pray it through, and walk it out. In Jesus' name, Naomi W., I pray for you right now, a faithful woman. Hear the Holy Ghost saying a faithful warrior. And you have interceded on behalf of many others. You have held each other people's hands in the night season. and you have not neglected the gift of mercy that is in your life and the compassion that dwells in you, the compassion of Jesus, and you've reached out and you've extended your hand to a lot of other people. And I declare that God is extending his hand out to you. And he's saying to you, Naomi, what would you have me to do for you? You need to declare it, decree it. And you've been so busy reaching out to other people, sometimes you've ignored maybe the outstretched hand of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who I hear the Holy Spirit saying is reaching out and saying, what can I do for you, Naomi W.? And so today's the day to respond and say, Lord, this is a desire from my heart. This is a desire of my heart. It doesn't even have to be spiritual. It doesn't even have to be spiritual. I prophesied over a couple one time that's going to take a trip around the world. That doesn't sound very spiritual, but they have been wanting to do that most all of their marriage. And even in their twilight years of their life, they were able, they wrote me a letter say, we took a trip around the world. Somebody said, well, that's not very spiritual. I'm telling you, God loves you, and it doesn't always have to be spiritual for God to respond to you and to do something extra special for your life, because that is the spirit, that is the attitude of our Father. And so, yeah, that's just the way he responds. And wow, I just love the way the Holy Ghost works in our lives today. Thank you for sending me these words. I'm going to have a word for you, Laura R.S. Laura R.S. In Jesus' name, I just declare that God loves you with all of his heart. And you're one that celebrates other people. You are a celebration person. You love to recognize people, and you love to throw parties in honor of people. You're just kind of a party girl. I call you a Holy Ghost party girl. And I declare that God is going to give you the privilege and opportunity to minister to people, celebrate people that they have not been recognized in life. It's just going to be an amazing, amazing thing that you're going to be able to do in the life of people. Sue D, I just declare that God is at work, and you are getting stronger and stronger, and your enemies are getting weaker and weaker. Hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Sue, that you are getting stronger and stronger, and your enemies are getting weaker and weaker and weaker in Jesus' name. So you must understand that you're making progress, even though you feel that you are making no progress whatsoever. And Jimmy H., I'm calling you a mighty man of God. I declare there is an anointing. I declare that there is a deep well inside of you. I declare that the Holy Ghost is putting a draw upon you as a result of the prayers of many other people. And if you will just respond to that deep well that flows deep inside of you, and respond to people that are putting a draw upon you, it's going to be amazing what God begins to do in your life, in Jesus' name. And Bill, I pray for you right now. Bill D., I'm praying for Bill D., that God will work in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you've been looking in a certain direction. Sometimes the Holy Spirit works in our lives from a different direction than we ever suspected. And I declare that God is working in a direction that the blessings and the answered prayers that you've been calling for are coming from a direction that you never ever dreamed was going to happen. So from the north, south, east, and west, just hold out your hands and declare, north give up, south give up, east give up, west give up. Release that prayer, that promise in Jesus' name, from a direction that you did not suspect. Chad W., God has that special person in your life. in Jesus' name. I pray for you, Chad W. Hallelujah, that God is now bringing a special person into your life that will fill the vacuum or the void that you've been experiencing in days gone by. Melvin B., hallelujah. Just when I call your name, there's an anointing that comes upon me to tell you that God has worked in your life an amazing way in years gone by. But there's a fresh anointing. God is anointing you with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Hallelujah. A double anointing coming upon you. Mighty anointing in Jesus' name to declare the word of the Lord. And Tyler M., hallelujah. I declare in Jesus' name over you, Tyler, that God is working in a mighty way in you, giving you the desires of your heart. And those giftings that God has placed in your hand, that's what you've got to focus on. There's so many distractions that have come your way, but I declare that you must not respond to voices of distraction, but you must put your eyes upon Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. And I just pray over you, Jeannie R., I just declare a family revival, a family revival. And it makes no difference how many people, how many members of your family are resisting the voice of the Holy Ghost. I declare in Jesus' name that that they will return. They will return to their first love. I see them on their knees. I see hands raised. And I declare that you must not give up, because the answer is almost here. It's on its way, and it's almost here. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying over you, Linda N.H., don't consider the things of the past. Don't remember the former things. Don't consider the things of the past. God is doing a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. In your life, a new thing. Don't focus on the old. Focus on the new. Pamela H.B., yes, Pamela H.B., you need to get ready. You need to get ready for a major celebration, because there's a major event that is coming your way. You need to make preparation for the major. Preparation for the major. That's what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. Preparation for the major. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Glenn W., I hear the Holy Ghost saying that God has given you new inventions. I see your name, your name on different inventions, things that you've invented, God ideas, witty inventions He's giving to you. And I see you. I see your trademark on many products, many resources. And I just pray right now, release that word in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Time is running out here for today's program, today's prophetic session. I pray for those of you that didn't get a prophetic word today. I just declare in Jesus' name that God is at work, and I'm going to be prophesying some more tomorrow, all this week. And so, who knows? The Holy Spirit, that there's an anointing. If you want to just linger, the word is linger. If you just want to linger in His presence, who knows what the Holy Spirit might do in the next few seconds, few minutes, or maybe the next few hours. I don't know. But I'm going to, I'm just going to speak a blessing upon you and declare the word of the Lord is rich inside of you. And 2017 is a breakout year. And God is not finished with you. I just declare Rudy in that God's not finished with you. And He's at work. You got to finish some things you started. And I just speak a blessing on all of you. I'm going to have to go now. My time has run out. If you want to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can click on the donate button. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news, and then we're going to have a repeat of this broadcast today, so you can tell your friends and throughout the day. Be back live at 10 a.m. in the morning. Don't forget Roy Beard is on today at 1 and 7 o'clock. With some more prophetic ministry, understanding the times. I love you, And let's keep praying.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.